This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. She's back, Megan King. Remember we chatted with Megan King last year? Well, a few months ago, we sat down with Megan King again. Yeah, a lot has happened since a few months ago. The new season of The OC has actually filmed and is completed. When are we going to see it? Alexis versus Shannon, Vicky versus Tamara. So a few months ago, though, we sat down again with Megan King. We just thought today was the first, this has never been aired. So we thought today was the perfect day to share this chat, never before been aired, with Miss Megan King. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Megan King.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks welcome. Welcome to New York. Are you, I mean, here you are in New York. You've been up to so much. Like when you look back, I mean, it's been like six whole years now. Does being on six? Real Housewives of Orange County feel like another lifetime to you?
Not really. I mean, sort of in some ways because I was, you know, married and I didn't have children. I had one. I'd like half of one because she was a little baby. But like in a lot of ways, it feels like it was yesterday.
It does?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you take away positive from that experience?
So the weirdest thing for me when I was on the show initially was it was after I filmed the first season and I was kind of watching it back and I had all these fans, right? For the first time in my life, I was a public figure. And what I took – my main takeaway from that was that I was authentically myself on television and I'm a normal person. And people liked me for me. They liked me for who I was at the core of who I was. And then all my weirdness and all of my normalness and everything that there was to me, they liked me for me. And that was so powerful because I learned to be more comfortable in my skin and with celebrating whoever I was at that moment in time. And it was like really cool to know that I could, that like others should be that way too. But it's difficult to, you know, celebrate who you are and to live authentically. But that's what that show taught me. That's probably not the answer you were expecting.
No, It isn't. So what, like, did it help you gain confidence or just like?
I think so, because I think it helped me gain confidence because I was able to just truly act as who I was, like always. And I think I always did anyways, but after that first season, I felt really good about it.
You did.
Uh-huh.
Are you shocked? Because look, a lot of people, especially now with what Housewives is, like a lot of people don't act themselves, right? Like they come on with an agenda.
Like, social media is taking over. And so like streaming and everything, it's not what it used to be.
No, it's not.
No. I mean, everybody, like they know that this is, you know, going on a reality show can give you a platform that I have right now. It's nobody's going to get 900,000 followers these days.
Nobody.
It's not how it happens anymore, but everybody wants it. And so they're trying to get it, but like the bubble has bursted.
You think?
It's different. Oh, yeah.
Was it hard to come on? Because like you came on, you say you're authentically yourself. Look, when people think of your reign on or your time on Real Housewives of Orange County, look, the one thing they, you know, think of right away is, you know, Brooks, cancer. You know, you were very adamant about the fact that he was faking cancer,
yeah,
which he was. Mm-hmm. Like, was that hard as a newbie? You know, we have this OG Vicky. She's beloved by so many fans. Like, did you ever say, you know, I need to protect my job. I can't, you know, you were going up against an OG.
No, I didn't think about it. Like, I didn't watch the show. I had watched it, but it was like sporadic. You know, it was like when you're like channel surfing kind of thing, you like stop on one, because like when I would watch it, it was really kind of before streaming services. And so yeah, it wasn't on demand or anything. It was just like channel surfing. And so I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I'm not a big TV watcher. I'm more of like a documentary kind of girl. And so I did not think anything of it. I wasn't going on the show to try to build a brand. I wasn't trying to preserve a career on the show. I wasn't trying to secure my season two on the show. I did not give a flying fuck. And that, I think, helped like the authentic Megan really come out in season one.
Wow.
And two and three. I didn't give a flying fuck.
No, you didn't.
No.
You really didn't. Right. Because, I mean, I would imagine like you come on as an OG, you're thinking like to say, you know, I think people play the game now, you know, like
I do too. And like they're smart to play the game because they do have a career to preserve. I mean, you know, you can make it into a moneymaker. And but that my husband had a lot of money at the time. I'm not married to him anymore. And I think I would be a different version of myself if I went on today versus when I went on originally.
You do?
Yeah, because now I'm a single household earner, you know, like I'm the only one bringing in money for my house. So I'm going to do what it takes to preserve like whatever income I have. And if that income includes a reality television show, you better bet your bottom dollar I'm going to mind my P's and Q's.
So you think you would be like a less authentic version of yourself now?
Probably. I'd probably like start fake drama or, you know, like try to produce some stuff where like, I don't know, some kind of like exciting shopping trip or, you know, like some sort of activity with my children that like wouldn't necessarily be authentically me, but no one would know. Maybe right, they would feel it. Like through their intuition, but nobody listens to that anyways.
That's a good way to put it though. You know, because like, right, like you were authentically yourself. You had a husband who had money and now you would want to hold on to the job. It's interesting. Yeah. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Do you watch, you don't watch the OC at all anymore?
No, I have watched it this year. I'm not up to date, but I'm close to it.
What do you think of, you know, they brought Tamara back to quote unquote save the franchise?
I mean, it's unfortunate. The franchise is shit. And I don't love it, that franchise, as much as others, because it's not as aspirational as it, you know, used to be. But that's also very relatable. And I think reality television has moved away a little bit from the aspiration and into just the relatability. And so I think like, you know, as like a reality television culture, we're in this massive shift, and the OC happens to be like an original television show for reality TV. And that, unless it changes drastically with the times, like you're not going to have the same sort of reaction to it today as you would 18 years ago.
Why do you think the franchise is shit?
It's kind of trashy.
It's changed, right?
It's forced.
Do you think Tamara has saved it? Like, how do you think Tamara's return? Do you think Tamara's doing a good job?
I do, but, like, I think it's produced.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's producing herself, and I think she produced herself in the past, too. And, like, I love you, Tamara, and don't kill me for saying this, but, like, but it's not, this is not unique to Tamra. And I need to put that out there too. Like I can watch it and I know Tamra, I know Heather, I know, you know, I've been, who else? Oh, Gina, I just had dinner with her. And
Emily, Shannon.
It all feels produced. All of it. Shannon, yeah, it all feels pretty, like, look at them. You get it on reality TV for long enough years and you end up, like, changing your body and staying, you, everybody wants to be locked in time, including the house, Real Housewives of Orange County, as a franchise. They want to be locked into time. Well, we're not 2005 anymore. And, right. like, you can lock yourself into that 2005 as much as you try with plastic surgery and Botox and fillers and, you know, chasing the sun. But it's not going to, it has to shift.
Do you think, you know, listen, we have New York has been rebooted. Do you think the OC should just have a total overhaul?
No, it's probably going to get canceled.
That's you think so?
Mm-hmm. Do you? It's hanging on. But
it's hanging on.
I think that that could be one. I don't think it would get canceled because I think that would be a bad look for Bravo. I think it would, like, migrate to Peacock permanently.
You think so?
Yeah, because like Miami, you know, they when they did brought that back, it stayed at Peacock, and now it's like back on Bravo.
Yes.
And I feel like that could be a little switcheroo that's done like real under the table.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. I used to have so much trouble sleeping, and it's not because I had so much on my mind. It was because I was either too hot or too cold all the time. That was until a friend recommended Miracle Made's bed sheets. Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics that makes temperature-regulated bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. I mean, how many out there of you wake up and you're either too hot or too cold? Go to trymiracle.com/velvet to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code VELVET at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle's so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/velvet and use the code VELVET to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/velvet to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Guys, I'm so proud of myself. I just completed a 5-day nutrition program with Prolon. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they are fasting. That's right, Prolon is not a diet, it's science. It makes your body believe it is fasting, but you're actually eating. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, beverages, and they're all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Now, okay, on day 1, day 2, yeah, it took a minute to get used to, but honestly, by day 3 and 4, I was feeling like, wow, this is great and I can really do this. I actually feel more refreshed as if I slept for like a really long time. I'm able to concentrate on this podcast better. And I mean, look, let's be honest, I see the results. I've leaned out. So listen, right now, Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging. And the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, maybe. I listen, I think the franchise has seen better days. That's my personal opinion.
I mean, if they bring back Vicky, that's when you know things are bad, because Vicky was not doing any favors for that show.
No, and she's bad.
And she's 100.
She's not young.
And she doesn't look young. So she looks good, though. I do have to say that. She does look good, but she does not look young.
That's fine.
Who cares?
Where are you guys? Are you good with Vicky?
No, I've never been good with Vicky. Never. Not one time. What kind of question is that, David?
I thought maybe, you know, I thought, well, you know.
No, we don't care.
After you were proved right about Brooks, you guys had a moment where you had some sympathy for her.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
How?
I don't have any sympathy for her.
How?
Why would I? She faked cancer. Who has sympathy for somebody who fakes cancer? She was in on that scheme. She was sleeping with that man, next to that man, day in, day out. And you're going to try to tell me that you had nothing to do with a fake cancer scheme? Bullshit.
You really think she knew all of this?
Tell me, if you're sleeping next to somebody day in and day out, do you think that you know if they have cancer or not? It's a question. Like, do you think you're going to know?
Do you think Tamara knew that Vicky was lying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Mm-hmm. I think Vicky lies a lot. I think it's like, it's kind of like a way of existing for her.
And you think Tamara was covering for her friend, Vicky?
No, Tamara wasn't covering. She was uncovering. Yeah. Tamara knew. Tamara's intuitive.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Do you think there's, because I mean, Vicky's back, you know, she says she's the OG, but you know, she is back as a friend. It's a whole different role. Like, do you think there is a desperation in Vicky to want to hold on to this role?
I think so. I think there is, but I don't blame her for that either. I think that anytime anyone, you know, has a career end abruptly, especially not on their own terms, which is what happened in this circumstance, it's not a happy situation. And like, you want back what you were very comfortable with. So yeah, I think it's like a certain level of maybe desperation is like the wrong term here, but desire to, you know, go back to the way things were. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Like any job, you think, like if you're in a corporate office and you get called into HR and they're like,
wants to work at a corporate office, though.
Right.
No. They will take that payday and leave. This is not a corporate office. This is fun and exciting. You're in front of a camera. You have a lot of opportunities afforded to you. You're recognized. You're like, if that is your personality, which it is all of ours, because we were all on camera and we all wanted to be on this television show. Yeah, it's fun. It's not corporate. It's easy. It's exciting. Of course you want to be back with it.
It's good money after a while.
It's good money. I mean, you sell your soul to the devil, but like the trade-off is it's steep. You know, the rewards are high and the highs are high and the lows are low.
Do you think the people that are on the show now, like Tamara, do you think, because you say you think it might get canceled, or do you think they know it? Like, do you think they know this isn't the blockbuster season that it was supposed to be?
Perhaps. But I think this has been a much better season than they've had in the past. I think probably what's going to happen is some shifts with Gina and Emily, and those are the only two that are like sort of new, right?
Yeah. And the new girl, Jen.
Like, I think those three could see shifts there, you know, within those people. How's Jen doing?
Shifts and they're going to be fired?
Yeah. 100%.
I don't necessarily.
I'm the only one from season 10 who's not on the show right now. Isn't that bananas?
Wow.
Uh-huh. Because on season 10, it was me, Heather, Shannon, Tamara, and Vicky. Five of us. There's four on the show right now. I'm the lonesome dove over here.
Well, I never necessarily thought about it like that.
It's crazy, right?
Would you like to be asked back if Gina and Emily?
I tried to go back.
I know.
They didn't want me back. I went through the whole casting process. But I don't live in OC. I live in St. Louis. So, like, that's inauthentic. And the audience doesn't want inauthenticity. They want the real deal. So if I went back on, it would be a forced move. The audience feels that. Even if they like me on TV, which we don't even know. That's like, you know, that's like really taking like this leap of faith here. So like, let's assume they like me on television. Then I still have to authentically like live in Orange County in an organic way. And I don't.
Did you go through the whole process like this season with?
No. A couple years ago.
Right. That's
like
what I thought.
It was like 3 or 2 years ago.
And you got all the way to the end and they just said, what? Like, this isn't going to work.
It was the season Heather came back. How many? Has she been on 2?
Yeah, last season.
So that's when I tried to come back because it was like a shakeup, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But I went through the whole process.
Would you have said, okay, you know, like not inauthentically, but would you have like moved the kids and said, I'm going to go back to the OC?
100%. Do you think I want to live in St. Louis? No.
No, I guess not.
No.
So that would have been authentic. That would have been like a homecoming. That would have been interesting.
That's what I was trying to tell them. But like, you know, there's a more moving parts than just like picking up my 3 kids and moving them to Orange County. Like there's a lot of shifts that have to happen.
Right.
Like my one kid has cerebral palsy. So I have to find like the right school and therapy for him. I got to like somehow get their dad to agree to let me move. All of the other stuff, like getting a house, like, moving your stuff. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Where are things with you and Kelly Dodd now? I know you guys have been on again, off again.
We're good. She got mad at me because...
Of Bronwyn, right?
Yeah, she like posted something negative about Bronwyn. But it was in the vein of single mom. Momming.
Yeah.
And I texted Kelly and I was like, what you're doing is hurting the cause.
Right.
But Kelly, as Kelly does often, she doesn't see the forest through the trees. And so the bigger concept, the bigger picture was like that I was trying to promote with her was like was difficult for her to see because she was like so entrenched in her own personal drama with Bronwyn. And so Kelly was upset with me, you know? It felt like a personal attack that I was making on Kelly in her mind. We're cool, though.
That's good. Yes, I've been on the receiving
end. She invited me to her house.
She has?
Mm-hmm. She moved. She invited
me. I could see you guys getting along really well.
We do. You know, we have the same birthday, September 26th.
Do you think there's like this do not use housewives list? You know, people always say Kelly's possibly on it. You know, I mean, Nene has now sued the network. I don't think she's, you know, going to go back. Yeah.
What'd she sue it for?
She claimed all sorts of things, including racism, and the case is dismissed. I don't know the details of it. Like,
settled?
I believe it was just dismissed.
Interesting.
Not settled in any respects. So do you think there's this such thing as like a do not use housewives list? Do you think that's real?
Probably. I mean, if they're smart, there would be. I mean, you have to protect your brand. Everybody does.
Right.
Like Bravo is a brand.
Have you ever been asked to go on a girls trip?
No.
Would you go?
Yeah. Huh? I told Andy I kind of want to go. It sounds like fun. But like, I'm not dying to go on a girls trip. Like, I would go, but... I'm not really dying to go back on the show. I don't really care that much.
I mean, you're busy. You have a brand, like you said. I wonder why you've
never...
And
it's drama.
It's drama. Even, but the girls trip, at least it's a short hit. You get some money.
Yeah.
I just wonder why you've never been asked. Like, I mean, I think you would be great on it.
Thanks. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see.
Who would you like to least go with from the OC? Like, if they said, who's the one person you don't
want?
I mean...
I don't want to go with Vicky. Like, that would, we would actually be fine, but like, we don't, we never bonded. So I wouldn't want to go with Vicky. But I feel like that's a canned response.
Maybe you guys would, it would be a good chance for you to mend your fences, see Vicky's.
But like, I don't respect her because she faked cancer. I don't see, how do you get past that?
She still stands by to this day that she didn't fake
it. She better fucking stand by that. Otherwise, she's ruined. She said she faked cancer. Do you think she'd still be relevant? Would we be talking about her today? No, she'd be totally canceled.
Totally.
So she has no other option except to stand by the fact that she did not fake cancer. She has to stand by her lie. She has to. Otherwise, she's done.
Right.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I have no time to go to the grocery store, shop, stand over a stove, and cook a whole dinner. I always end up ordering takeout. That is, until I discovered Home Chef. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes right to your front door. They have classic meal kits with pre-proportioned ingredients and easy instructions. They have speedy recipes in less than 30 minutes. And my favorite, quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes. I found most meal kits have such limited variety. Not Home Chef. They have over 30 options a week, and they serve a variety of dietary needs. Last night, I made sirloin fajitas with guacamole and roasted potatoes. And tonight, I'm making brown, butter, blackened scallops with creamy asparagus orzo. Home Chef is so economical. On average, their customers save $86 a month on groceries. So listen, for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/velvetrope. That's homechef.com/velvetrope for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/velvetrope. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. You guys know I love to eat, but the problem I find with most things I order, there's no flavor. That's where Legal hot sauce comes in. I love this hot sauce. And it's hot sauce, which is actually hot. You can get mild or medium, and it has such a smooth and citrusy flavor. It's so much better than other hot sauces I've tried. It's straight from Brazil, because where else would you want your hot sauce from? And I literally put it on everything. I put it in salads. I put it on burgers, chicken. I even put it on pasta. But don't take my word for it. Right now, for being one of my listeners, you can buy some Legal hot sauce for 20% off. That's right, 20% off. Just go to Legal hot sauce, LegalHotSauce.com, and use code VELVET at checkout for 20% off. That's LegalHotSauce.com. Use code VELVET for 20% off. Have you guys ever had an overdraft on your checking account? It's happened to me. Look, I have so many things set up for automatic withdrawal, my rent, electricity. I'm doing so many things at once, and then whoops, I overdraft my checking account. That doesn't happen anymore because I have a Chime checking account. With a Chime checking account, you get fee-free overdraft up to $200. And there's so many other benefits as well to a Chime checking account. Like, you can get paid 2 days early with direct deposit. Also, there are no monthly fees or maintenance fees, and there's over 60,000 fee-free ATMs. You know how much money I used to spend a year in those ATM fees? So listen, take control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/velvet. That's chime.com/velvet. Chime feels like progress. Bank services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Right. And then even
but logic does not add up. Logic does not add up that she knew that she didn't know he was faking cancer. That doesn't make sense.
Right. Because
she knew she was in on it. Duh.
Anybody who with eyes and ears can see that. It's not that hard to deduct that she was sleeping next to a person faking cancer and that she's in on the lie. I went to his cancer appointment. I went to this. But she didn't because it didn't exist. That means she's faking cancer.
Why wouldn't, if Tamara knew that she was in on it, why wouldn't she speak up about it?
Because Tamara has a friendship with Vicky. And so Tamara handed me the torch and I took it and ran. And I took it all the way to the finish line, baby.
Did you know that Tamara knew back then? Like, did Tamara say, I'm staying clear of this, Megan?
No. Not that explicit. But she brought the psychic on. Like, Tamara knew that it was something dicey happening, but Tamara did not want to get her hands dirty. But I didn't care, so I got my hands dirty. Also, I had a lot of time on my hands. Tamara had 4 kids. She had all the drama with Simon. She had real issues happening. I had none. I was newly married. My husband was in St. Louis. I was twiddling my thumbs during the day. I didn't have anything to do. I didn't have a kid. I didn't have a job. I had time on my hands. I was the prime candidate to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, you were. Mm-hmm. Well, throughout the years, you've been very vocal about your ex. You know, I know there's a lot out there. Like, where are you guys? I mean, do you have any relationship other than co-parenting now?
There's no co-parenting. No, it's parallel parenting. He doesn't even allow me to talk to my children when he has them. It's terrible.
Wow.
I know.
Do you think there'll ever be a day where that changes?
I'm hopeful, but if history, you know, is any indication of, you know, the future, the answer is a hard no. He has 7 children with 3 ex-wives, and he hasn't had a good relationship with any of them. Why didn't I see that writing on the wall before? Because I was the one who's going to change him, David.
Now, yes, that's how we, and then, you know, you've used the word narcissist, which I mean, I do, that's, you've studied it. Like, that's become, you know, a thing that you are now well-versed in. Like, what is your definition of a narcissist? Like, what are the characteristics for people that are listening?
And there's like a variety, right? Like, and also people can have narcissistic traits without having narcissistic personality disorder. There's a vast difference between the two. And I think anyone who's successful or like at the top of their game has to have some of, you know, those narcissistic traits in order to be successful and like achieve the position which they're in. But the personality disorder is, it's a totally different ballgame. And that reference was used on purpose. It's about not taking personal responsibility. It's gaslighting, which means like turning a situation around that is not, it shouldn't be turned around. You know, it's deflection. I was like groomed to basically lose my sense of self. Quit my job, which also sounds wonderful to quit your job. Like, yeah. And be, you know, somebody else will take care of you. But what that really means is stripping away your individuality and your ability to earn for yourself and be independent. And so, like, those are, like, little tiny ways that the narcissist looks good or looks nice, but, like, really they're just gaining control.
Right. Now, and you said recently on Watch What Happens when Louis' name came up, you know, that he was a slime ball, bad news, like he's, you definitely lump him into the same category as your ex.
I don't know. I feel like it's easy. He's an easy one to throw in there. Yeah. He's not covert. He's overt. I think it's like, and he's on television. Like, it's such, I don't know. It feels obvious.
It feels obvious to a lot of people, but it doesn't feel obvious, I guess, to Teresa.
And why would it? She's in love. And that's like an authentic feeling she has for this man. And I think Teresa has a huge heart. And that makes her a prime like candidate to go after, a prime victim.
Like, do you think, like, is a narcissist good at, like, seeing that vulnerability in someone?
A narcissist doesn't have enough like emotional intelligence to understand that that's what they're going after. They're just like they're reactive and impulsive. And so they're not thinking that deep. They don't know anything about themselves. They get their worth from outside sources. They're parasitic. But he sees like this woman with this massive heart, and this is for friends, for lovers, for anyone in his life. They're going to be very open, loving people, because otherwise they see him for who he is and they're like, bye.
Right.
So he's going to have good people in his life, but they're not going to last. No one's going to last. They don't with narcissists.
And then, you know, like the same, like with your ex, you know, like quit your job. Like there is this like isolation tactic that narcissists use.
I know. And he's like on a campaign, like, you know, getting her away from her family. And I'm worried about the daughters the most.
How so?
Because like the grown-ups can see Louis for the slime ball he is. The kids, they love their mommy, and as they should. And like they're going to support their mommy always. They're going to get hurt because Louis's true colors will come out, and it's going to hurt them because they're going to blindly support their mom, and then they're going to realize like they shouldn't have, and that's going to hurt them.
Yeah, I mean, they are very vocal about what a great guy he is, all the daughters.
Right. And he's smart because, of course, he should be a good guy to them. But they're going to be the next victims. Like, he will cut them out eventually as well.
And you think there's no way that this could end well for Teresa?
I want it to. I really want it to. I really want to be wrong. But I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, your first husband is in jail. You're in jail. Your first husband's deported. Like, this poor woman has been through
and I don't know,
a lot.
Like, I
think everyone wants you to be wrong, Megan. But
I know. We want, like, a fairy tale ending. And I don't. This is not it.
Like, you're positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do see similar. Yeah.
I know, it's sad.
Isn't it possible that, though, like, can't someone like Louis be this way, but yet he feels this love for her? Or no, it's not
possible. He feels a love for his fame right now, you know, and the money he's getting and, like, the attention he's getting. If she wasn't on TV, he would be done, kaput, the end. Nah, he's basking in the limelight. But again, he doesn't have the emotional intelligence to understand that's what's happening.
Right. Uh-huh. He feels whatever. And you think for
no,
sure.
And he thinks he's feeling like what he's feeling is real. And it is because he's like has like a little tiny, you know, brain as far as like empathy and like, you know, emotions that are bigger than him are concerned is like the little tiny piece of his brain. So he hasn't accessed since he was a baby. Right. And so he does not understand that like. He is into this for the wrong reasons. He thinks it's the real reasons because in his mind it is.
And you think if...
It's called a sociopath.
Right. And you think if Teresa wasn't on TV, he wouldn't even be here?
No. No.
And what about people like referring to Kelly Dodd again? Like, you know, she and Rick they met up with Teresa and Louis. I forgot where it was, it was.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, one of the islands. And I mean, Kelly, your friend Kelly goes on and on and on about what a great guy Louis is.
It's Kelly.
She, what does that mean? She's not a good judge of character?
It doesn't mean she has to be a good or bad judge. She's having fun. Like, I could probably go have fun with Louis and Teresa too. And like, it's not that deep, right? Like, I don't want it to be that deep. I just want to go have fun with a narcissist. I'm not trying to, like, out them. So I think that's what Kelly's doing.
Right.
Like, it's too messy to out a narcissist, you know? Like, what I'm doing.
Well, yes. But, you know, you are the truth sayer, and you don't care, and you speak the truth.
I mean, I just have a personal experience with this that's, ruined a lot of I shouldn't say ruined. It's set back a lot of, like, goals and personal goals for myself. It's been a huge setback because of, like, the trauma that I experienced because of my narcissistic, you know, leech. But, yeah, I think that because of my personal experience, I have, like, more of an emotional reaction to others, you know, seeing others, especially when it's so obvious, like Louis.
And I'm not coming for Kelly because just like you, Kelly likes to just pick up the phone and reach out to me when she's not happy with what I say as well. So
she does.
Not coming for you, Kelly.
I don't do that for you.
No, but I mean, like, when you guys had your moment and she sent you the text and, you know, and
she
wasn't happy with you.
Kelly's on top of it. Like, she knows everything.
She does.
I mean, she watched me when I was on Watch What Happens Live. I don't watch anyone on that show. I don't even watch that show. I don't even watch The Housewives.
What did she? Did you say anything bad about her? I didn't.
She said, thanks for having my back.
Okay. Kelly, I have your back over here today. I actually really like the one time she was not happy with me recently also had to do with Bronwyn. Bronwyn was here. Bronwyn said some things about her. She felt I should have spoken up and defended her, which I don't really know if that's my role as the host. It's really about you and your truth. But I respect, I like someone that is in my face when they have an issue with me. So I would much rather have Kelly say, what the fuck, now we're over it. Because, like, that's how it works, as opposed to, like, say, like, when Vicky was on my show and she said all these things and then she got all these national headlines and she was upset. It's like,
Vicky was upset?
At things that she said. So I'm like, you need to get a mirror and hold it up to yourself because I didn't say these things.
Are you cool with Vicky?
Apparently not, because she then says, oh, I love you, but, like, has never come on my show since because she didn't like the headlines she got. It's like, you said these things, you're upset with yourself. So I prefer Kelly to call me and say, like, fuck off, and then we're over it, like, 3 minutes later.
Gosh, how do you do this job? It sounds so dramatic.
This is, people are always, like, you're in between people, you know? So, like,
yeah.
But Kelly, I like Kelly's style.
For me, it's not that deep. Like, this is all entertainment, right? Like, it's not, we're saving lives over here, right?
Do I
have something wrong?
Well, I mean, I also have on, like, real actual, like, celebrities, actors, and, you know,
yeah,
and
know.
None of them get mad about anything. So it truly is, I think, like, you, when you talk about, like, a certain type of person, I think it's housewives. It's housewives that
but
are
it's
mad.
It's also, like, okay, when you have on real celebrities, they're famous for some sort of skill.
Right.
We are not. We're famous for being who we are. And a lot of times, most of the time, that involves eccentric behavior. And so
totally.
Eccentric behavior, unless you're willing to own that as an individual, it's not something you really want to publicize. It's embarrassing. And unless an individual who is on a reality television show is so, like, self-actualized that they can see themselves for who they are, you are going to get drama here, drama there, more drama, which is exactly why these shows exist, David.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that most are not self-actualized and they're just right. Like, I think I'm very self-actualized. Like, when I'm being difficult, I get it. When I'm being a bit, like, whatever it is, like, I get it. Like,
get
I
it.
Check myself.
Yeah.
I think most housewives are not.
Being self-actualized in that way, that's a hard thing to be.
Yeah.
Because putting up a mirror to oneself is not always pretty. It's usually not at all. I don't even like looking at my face in the morning. Like, looking deeper than that, it's tough. I've had to do it because that's the only way I could recover from the trauma that I experienced with my very public and nasty divorce that haunts me, you know, every day of my life continually. And I wish that I hadn't gone through it. I wish that I was, you know, a little smaller version of myself, because the bigger version of myself that you are meeting with today is only due to the trauma that I've experienced and the healing that I've processed. I wish I didn't have to do that, but it has gotten me to this place where I really think I do see myself for who I am, at least better than I used to.
So that's positive.
It is.
Do you ever think of reaching out to Teresa? Where are you going with this, David?
Thanks for tuning in to part one of our chat with the one, the only Meghan King. Stay tuned for part two, which is coming soon. We're going to talk more about her time on the OC. We're going to talk more about what's going on now on the OC. So stay tuned, kick back for our chat. Part two coming with Meghan King. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.